Hi, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to our annual Halloween special, Ghost to Ghost. My name is Hakeem Brown, and this is Pop City Culture, Ghost to Ghost.
There are things that go bump in the night. Unexplained mysteries in the world. You are told there's no such things as monsters, but we know the truth. Ghosts, monsters, demons, all the unnatural exist. Be afraid and sit back. Welcome to Pop City Culture, Ghost to Ghost.
Hey, everybody, what's up? Boom, shakalaka. My name is Reggie Brown, the Pod God. Man, I gotta get some water, man, like my brother. Anyways, welcome to Pop City Culture Halloween special, Ghost to Ghost edition 2023, man. Oh my God, this is the most listened to international podcast around the world, especially this episode on Halloween, people. Oh my God, I'm gonna tell you something, I've been waiting all year for this. Oh boy, all year for this. Yes, I have. And I am so glad it is here. Anyways, I know I'm going to be talking. I want to get onto my stories. Anyways, you know, today we're going to be talking about the ghosts. We got a great show for you. But before I talk about that, let me introduce you to my older brother from the same mother. Hi, Brown.
Hey, family. Welcome back to Pop City Culture.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody.
Halloween special. That's
yes,
right. For kids by kids.
Yep.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Reggie, are you excited for tonight?
I am so excited. I cannot tell you.
Hey, you know Maya.
Yeah.
Maya.
What about
her? You know, she's our friend. She had a baby.
Oh, yes, she did. Yep, yep.
So she went out today, I guess. Mm-hmm. She got the baby a costume. The baby's going as a dog, a Dalmatian.
Say what?
And
really?
I think she's going as a cat, you know?
That should be cool.
Yeah, yeah, know? That's what I heard.
Man.
Gonna be the baby's first Halloween. Baby's name is Isaac, so.
Yo, Isaac, what's up?
Yeah, why don't we give Isaac a shout out? Did we ever give him a shout out?
I don't think so, no.
I didn't think we ever did. Mm-hmm. Hey, no. Isaac, listen. You ain't even 1 year old yet, but your mama loves you.
Yo, mama love you.
I know, right? So, we're going to give you a shout out. Happy Halloween, little man.
Happy Halloween,
and,
brother.
Happy Halloween to everybody else out there. We're going to give a shout out to all you, too. All you ghouls and goblins.
Goblins, dude.
That's right. So, I have been so excited for this show because a lot of people last year, I mean, we got such a huge response.
We did.
Everybody just loved our show and what we did. So, that's why this year it's going to be special because...
It's going to be real special. Tell us why.
Everybody's like, hey, we want more stories, but...
Sure do.
You know, maybe you can get more stories if you made the story shorter. So we have shorter stories just for you guys who are complaining.
Yeah, everybody. Everybody's going to be complaining.
Yeah, you know who you are.
I know who you are.
Yeah, but y'all going to love. Y'all going to love what we got. These are all true to life. True to death stories.
Yeah, opposed to life stories.
So, let me see. So, we don't have like a half an hour. We should do half an hour now, right?
Or close to it, yeah.
Because we trying to go globally on regular stations, too. So, anyways.
Like college radio, too.
Mm-hmm. Right now.
Yeah, go on.
I want y'all to sit back and relax.
Oh, yeah, boy. Here we go.
Because we're going to scare you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We gonna tear you up with fear and horror.
Yes, sir. Fear and horror.
Because this, my people.
What is it there, brother? Tell what it is.
It's gonna be an exciting episode.
Of what, my brother? Say it.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Pop City Culture, Ghost to Ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all right.
Reggie, we gonna get on to the story. I know everybody's waiting for these stories. You waiting for these stories?
I'm definitely waiting for these stories.
So let me get to it.
Get to it, brother.
Here's one.
All right, go.
This is from Benjamin.
Let's hear it.
He says...
What did he say?
During the time my grandma passed away, my husband and I were having a lot of money problems. A few days after the funeral, I started to dream about her. She always told me in my dreams that if I needed money for anything, I should check under her mattress. I ignored the dreams, but they kept repeating again and again for weeks. So I decided to take a look under the mattress. And guess what? I found $3,000 in Mexican pesos. I have not dreamed about her once since I found that money. What say you, Reggie?
I say I don't want to dream no more, man. That's scary, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine
what
your dead grandmother coming to you in your dream and talking to you?
I don't want grandma coming back to me talking to you. Nothing.
Okay, Reggie.
Seriously?
I didn't say nothing about our grandmother. I said...
Well, that's what it sounded like.
Whatever, Reggie.
Man.
Reggie, you're taking it to the extreme, Reggie.
I ain't taking it to the extreme.
Taking it to the extreme.
It's just a fact what you said, man. Man, you make me sick. I always try to make me look stupid again.
I like that story because, you know, maybe dead people can talk to you through your dreams.
Maybe.
Do you think they can do that, Reggie?
I think anything in this world is possible, but it doesn't do it to me.
I know, right? That'd be so scary. Okay.
I'd be real scared.
So, we're going to get to the next story. This one should be good.
All right,
this is from Janaya.
Okay.
In high school, the place I worked at was basically a giant gym. Gymnastics classes were also being held there. One day, I came in and a girl I worked with was freaked out. During the gymnastics class she taught, one of the kids was staring up at the ceiling. When she asked the kid what she was doing, he said, "There's a little boy up there," and pointed at the ceiling. Later, two different coworkers came out of the gym, visibly shaken. Apparently, a pair of 5-year-old twins went down the slide and then just stared up at the ceiling. Later that same day, at a party, I was working in the gym. I pushed a little boy on a giant swing we had. He, too, began to stare at the ceiling. He then said directly to my face, "Hey, there's a little boy up there." We all told our manager about the three separate experiences. So the next day, when we had downtime between parties, our manager checked out the cameras. He called us in to look at the live stream of the security footage, which showed a giant swing going back and forth in the gym. Nobody was in there. I like to think that there was a little ghost boy who truly just wanted to play, and he finally got to go on a swing when everyone was gone. But who knows? The gym was probably haunted, because I found out days later a 5-year-old boy and his brother had accidentally died in the gym. Before that, it was the school pool.
Oh, my God. I almost had a heart attack. I don't know if I go swimming.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. Can you all... Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness, man. That's ridiculous.
Reggie?
What is it?
That was scary.
That was really scary,
That makes me not want to go to a gym anymore.
I don't want to go to no gym. I don't want to go to a pool.
Reggie, you ever go to the gym and look up at the ceiling and see anything?
Yeah, I see lots of things.
What do you see?
Cockroaches. I always see cockroaches. Why?
What are you looking at cockroaches for?
We got cockroaches, don't we?
Man, shut up. There ain't no cockroaches here, man. What are you, nuts?
No, I'm not nuts. What about you? You nuts? Man.
Well, actually, I heard that the neighbor has cockroaches.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, man, that's some scary stuff. Can you imagine waking up and, like, bugs are crawling all over your body?
Man, why would I want to imagine that?
That is some scary stuff right there.
That's scary.
Who in the world would want bugs crawling in their ears and up their
nose, and
if you sleep with your mouth open, bugs in your mouth? Dude.
Oh my goodness. That is gross, man.
I don't know, Reggie. Reggie, you ever eat a bug?
Heck no, I eat no bugs.
How do you know, Reggie? You could eat one when you're sleeping.
I know what I'm eating when I'm sleeping.
Okay, man.
I'm smart, you know what I'm saying?
Then the next story is from
where?
Alex.
Oh, I gotta hear this one.
And it goes...
goes like,
hang on, I'm yawning.
Are we keeping you up there? Are we keeping you up there?
I'm tired.
Why are you tired? Huh? Why?
You guys know why I'm tired?
I want to know why.
I've been telling Reggie.
What?
Because Reggie was scared last night and he came running into my room.
Man, why you gotta spell it like that, man? Man, that's you're so
you
wrong.
Out, Reggie. Okay,
you're
hang
so
on.
You're so wrong,
so,
man.
Let me get to the story.
Get to the story, man.
Okay, Alex sent this in. When I was in the fifth grade, I was playing with Silly Putty in my room. My mom called me down for dinner. I had molded the putty into a ball and placed it down directly behind me. When I stood up to go downstairs, I felt something hit me in the back of my head with force. So I turned around and see my Silly Putty ball, not on the ground anymore, but bouncing up and down on the windowsill until it eventually rolled back onto the floor. Needless to say, I ran downstairs in hysterics, telling my mom what had happened. My mom didn't believe me. But she ran upstairs and she saw the Silly Putty just sitting on the windowsill. She looked at me and said, "It's not nice to tell lies." I was sad and started to cry. My mom turned around and something hit her in the back of her head. She turned around and saw that it was the Silly Putty. It had jumped from the window and started bouncing on the floor. Then it rolled out the door and bounced down the stairs into the kitchen. My mom screamed. To this day, she never called me a liar again.
Man, I would never want no Silly Putty.
Oh,
man.
My God.
Oh, no.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
No.
Man, I'm not getting no Silly Putty. Are you getting Silly Putty?
Heck no.
Hey,
no.
Reggie, you know what? I'm going to get you Silly Putty for Christmas.
Man, you better not. You better not. I'll tell Dad.
If I got that for you for Christmas, you would freak out. I know you would. I know
I
you would.
I would, man.
You would be so scared.
Of course I would.
I'd be what? Scared, but...
Man.
It makes you wonder, is Silly Putty... Is there something maniacal? Something diabolical?
Yes. Yes.
About Silly Putty.
Yes, it's silly. That's what I
It's silly.
Yes, that's exactly what I said. That's why I don't want it.
Oh my goodness.
Heck no.
Oh,
no
all
more.
I know is
what do you know?
I don't think I don't want no Silly Putty.
I don't either, man.
Y'all can keep your do not send us Silly Putty.
We will send it back
at our house.
No,
because
sir.
We will not accept it.
Don't tell nobody where
nope,
we live.
No. No Amazon, no. Dave, you really actually I'm gonna be honest with you, Reggie.
What?
I've never had Silly Putty. I wonder if I can get it on Amazon.
I don't know if they can.
Should I look it up?
Must be an old story.
Hold on. I'm going to look it up. Amazon.
Dad's so old.
Okay, I'm looking it up.
Wait. Okay, Dad's so old. I bet he plays Silly Putty.
Silly Putty.
What's it say?
Let's see.
You definitely got to tell me what this says because I'm real curious now.
Silly Putty. What? Silly Putty. Oh.
What?
I don't see it.
No?
I don't see. Oh, wait. Yep.
What?
Original Silly Putty. Mm-hmm. I guess they do sell it.
Oh, my God.
Okay, no Silly Putty here. No Silly Putty.
No, sir. We're going to send it back. X. Nope.
We'll get on to the next story.
Go on.
This is from Ted.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
I was staying in the Stanley Hotel in Estee Park, Colorado, the hotel that inspired Stephen King's The Shining. Around 1 a.m., I heard what sounded like children running up and down the hallway, interspeeding with laughter. I opened the door to see what the heck was going on and didn't see anything. Quick little buggers, I thought. Then, the next morning, when my partner and I took a tour of the building, the tour guide stopped directly in front of our room to tell us the story of young girls whose ghosts can be heard running up and down that same hallway.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
Oh, man.
I would not.
You know,
no.
I'm hearing these stories. I'm thinking maybe I don't want to go away and stay in hotels anymore because you never know what you're going to hear. What are you going to hear, Rich? What are you going to hear?
I'm going to hear ghosts. That's what I'm going to hear.
Ready,
I'm convinced. I am convinced that there's ghosts.
I know, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness. Wait.
What?
I'm just saying, I don't listen to these things. Wait. Here's another one.
All right, go on.
From Argelia.
Okay, go on.
In 2011, I was studying abroad in Morocco. We were staying in a raid in the Medina of Morocco with tall, ornate windows. I had one roommate who was already asleep this night. But I thought I saw her sitting up in bed next to me, wearing all white. Suddenly, I saw a white, hazy thing vaguely shaped like a person floating above me next to these big windows. I was so scared. I went into the bathroom, turned on the light, and stayed in the bathtub all night. My roommate maintained that they didn't see anything.
Time to move. Time to move.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, these are short, scary stories from last year, but you're getting a lot of them. These are some bizarre.
Really?
But yes. I don't know if I can go to sleep tonight, man. That one...
You'll be sleeping in my room.
I don't know how these people can actually sleep at night.
I guess they don't got...
Can you sleep at night?
I got insomnia.
No, something like that?
Nope. Insomnia time.
Wait. Here's one here. This is from Victoria. I was visiting my mother after my dad died. She went shopping with her sister and left me alone in her house. I heard my dad as plain as day up in his room. He got up from his computer chair, walked over to the door, and opened it. He walked down the stairs and stood on the last steps for a few seconds before walking back up to his room and closing the door. I was probably 5 feet from him in the living room. I just froze. It scared the heck out of me. Needless to say, I was a believer in ghosts after that.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. No. Oh, my goodness.
That would scare me. No.
My God.
I don't know if I'm going to sleep tonight, man. These stories are scary.
Yeah, man. You know, that's the thing. Some people say they can see dead people after they die. They come and visit them.
Ooh, man, not me.
I wonder how true that is.
I would not want something like that.
Reggie,
no.
Do you want to see a ghost? Do you want to see? If you know somebody and they die, would you like them to come back and would you like to see them?
Not unless they give me the lottery numbers.
Not unless they give you the lottery numbers.
I know. Yeah. They got to prove that they're
why
real.
Don't they give us something? Give us some proof. If you're a real ghost.
Yep.
Give me the lottery numbers for $3 billion. That'd be some proof for me.
That'd be some real proof. I'd be like,
give me the winning numbers.
I tell the whole world.
You heard it here first.
If you heard it from me first.
If Reggie and I hit the lottery, you're going to know why.
Yep.
Because a friendly ghost gave us the numbers.
All 7 of them, right?
Okay.
That'd be cool.
This one's from Tom.
Okay, I got to hear this one.
I worked at a public pool at night. I worked alone after hours cleaning the building and the pool. One night around 2 a.m., I was cleaning the changing room. The pool has been closed for hours at a time. So suddenly I hear the sound of a child's laughter and bare feet running across the pool deck. I got out and scanned the area. There's nobody in sight. The doors are all closed and locked. There is nowhere a kid could be hiding. There are no wet footprints on the pool deck. I rechecked the doors and security monitors. I'm the only person in the building. It was unsettling, and yet still, I heard a bunch of children run past me, but I didn't see them, and there were no wet footprints.
Shocking, brother.
Oh, man.
Shocking. I couldn't stay there.
I'm going to tell you something.
What are you going to tell me?
What do you do in that case? What do you do? Do you stay? Do you run?
You run. You run.
Do you stay and have some fun?
No.
I know.
Stupid, no.
Dude, that's some freaky stuff.
Okay, man.
I think this is going to be the last one.
All right. Okay. Let me the last one because I got to hear
this. This is from...
From who? Who?
My girlfriend's grandfather's ashes were on a little shelf in the living room, right next to a very solid and heavy angel statue. One weekend, she and I are fooling around on the living room couch, and out of the corner of our eye, I see the angel statue fly off the wall, accompanied with a deep grunt. We both stood there in shock, and after a few moments, I asked if she had heard the grunt sound as well, to which she agreed. Later that night at dinner, we told her parents what happened, leaving out the naughty bit, obviously. And Megan's younger sister burst into tears, saying she had seen a dark figure at the foot of her bed the last couple nights, but didn't want anyone to think she was crazy. After that day, I was a believer.
I'm a believer too, brother.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. I am a believer.
She's a believer in what?
A ghost.
She's a believer in who?
Ghost, man.
She's a believer in when?
Ghost.
Oh, my. Oh, my goodness. Wait.
What?
I'm going to tell you. Wait.
What are you telling me?
All right. I'm gonna keep on going. I'm gonna keep on going.
I gotta keep on going.
Okay, this is from Luke. My uncle's house out on a very eastern part of New York was said to be haunted because the family that used to own it in the 1800s decided not to give it to the stablemen and sold it instead. My uncle's friend and her sister stayed over one night, and the friend noticed a maid bringing towels down the stairs. When she woke, she saw the maid again, bringing what looked like a percolator down the stairs. She was so impressed by my uncle hiring staff, she went back to bed and woke up and later came downstairs to see my uncle and his friend just chatting. She asked where the maid went and thought that the maid was cooking breakfast. My uncle had no idea what she was talking about and asked what she looked like. The sister explained, and he laughed, walked her to the living room, and pointed to an old picture. She said, "That was the woman." My uncle replied, "Yeah, she's been dead for about 100 years.
Say it ain't so, brother. Not me, no.
Dude, you know what? I actually think I heard that story before. I think it was on TV, on one of those mystery TVs.
Really?
Mystery shows, those like ghost shows.
Uh-huh. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Man, I'm going to tell you.
What?
When, you know, I actually think I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that really sounds familiar. I'm going to have to go back and look.
You're going to have
to. Dude, I'm telling you, man, if somebody showed that to me, I would freak out.
I would too. I ain't gonna lie.
You know, like you would not believe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly.
There's
what
no
you're
way
saying.
I would sit there and stay in that place. No siree.
What's up with that accent?
I'm just adding more flavor to the bridge. Okay.
Okay. Whatever, man. Live a flame.
Oh my God. Oh man.
Oh man.
Wait.
What? What is it?
Wait.
What?
Here's another one.
You got one more?
From Mary.
Okay, all right. This is the last one.
My grandparents have a helpful ghost. Their house was built in 1860, and they've lived in it since the late 1960s. In an intense burst of procrastination one day, I looked up every mention of their address in the town's online newspaper archive and found out that the family that built the house had a daughter who grew up there, never married, and took care of her widowed father until she later died of old age. So I figured the helpful ghost is just the daughter continuing to take care of people like she did for her entire life. Over the years, various family members have heard the vacuum cleaner turn on by itself, and the clothes and towels that were dropped on the floor before bed have been folded and placed at the foot of the bed by morning. No one gets scared. They're just happy there's another helping hand, even if it is a ghost.
Stay out of my room. No.
Reggie, what would you do if you woke up and
what?
There was like a ghost sitting there helping you out, making up your bed,
mm-mm-mm,
all that stuff? Would you be happy?
I would yell and get dad.
Why?
Because I'd be scared, man. Who wants the ghost in their house? Are you stupid?
You sure? Because you're lazy?
Shut up, man. I ain't lazy, man. I just kidding.
No, you ain't. Okay, Reggie. Okay,
there.
So
always
I'm gonna do jabs. One more. That's it.
You always say that. Okay. Do one more.
This is from
who? From who?
Lily.
Okay, go on.
We had ghosts in an old house that we lived in as a child. While being home alone, I could hear sweeping downstairs. Also, the tingling of china and crystals from the dining room. It sounded like a party was happening, and you could hear a Victrola. I walked downstairs, and it all stopped.
Oh, heck no. I would be so scared. No,
dude,
no.
That's like, you go downstairs, and the party's gone.
I know, man. The party is gone.
I wonder if they, like, recorded it or something. That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
You know? But.
And then we could have him as a guest on our show.
I'll tell you, man. I had a really good time with everybody here.
Yeah,
thank you,
too.
Family and friends, for joining us here on Coast to Coast. You are you going to say something there, Reggie?
Yeah, it's been real fun. Thank you all for joining us. We're going to do this again, too, next year.
Okay,
so go on. What were you going to say?
Yeah, thank you for joining us, everybody, here on our annual Ghost to Ghost. Hey, man, this was cool.
This is really cool.
We were sitting there trying to keep it real with you.
Yeah.
And it was so fun. I want everybody to be safe out there.
Yeah.
You know, safe. It's Halloween. You adults and you know, you just gotta drive safe too, because you never know if kids are gonna be going out in the street.
Gotta be careful.
You don't want nobody getting hit now. Nope. That's gonna be a long prison sentence. You know, that's just stupid.
No, that
so
ain't
drive
funny,
slow.
Yeah.
Mm. And recognize that it's
people.
Kids' night.
Kids' night tonight. So I'm gonna pass the baton off to my brother so he can take us out.
Thank you for joining us here today on Pop City Culture Ghost to Ghost 2023. And thank you all for making us one of the most listened to podcasts around the world. Our success is your success. You can download our past podcasts and enjoy them any time of the day, morning, noon, or night. Plus, you can look back on our other Ghost to Ghost podcast. So, I mean, this is the fourth year we've been doing this. So, I'll see you next time here on Pop City Culture. And where we give you 3 cups of sunshine and what, Reggie?
A big old pinch of Negro attitude.
Yep. And as always, be kind and affectionate to one another.
Yep, yep.
Remember whose you are.
Remember.
Peace.
Yo, everybody. Yo, these were some good stories. But don't forget, though, my brother forgot to mention, tomorrow we're going to have an after party. So don't forget to listen to the after party like we always do. So, that being said, happy Halloween, y'all. Pop City Culture, always delightful, always insightful. See ya! That was me doing my scary voice. Bye.